Okay, we're up to Sifyut Zayin. Last week we discussed the five cases that we had of different types of Negiah. Here we come more to the basic issue of what type of a contact with Yayin asers by a guy. Now, there are three types of contact. There's Negiah, a guy just touching the wine. And the Negiah de Davar Acher, right? He could touch it with his hand, he could touch it with something else. The Shichshuch, that mysterious word that we had a number of times, which somehow means shaking the wine. The Taz said he's not sure how much shaking is Shichshuch, if it's Shichshuch Ma'at, Shichshuch Harbe. And then there's Yitzika, pouring, which is something we understand. Pouring wine would be a question of Yayin Esech. So the Negiah we had last time. We had the rule that in back in Sifyut Aleph, Ketzer Hianegia Shaisa Bavekechavim is only Shayiga Biyadai Baraglai Abdavarache Vishashech. In Sifyut Aleph, it said to Asabahana, Negia itself doesn't Asabahana. A guy touching by itself doesn't Aser. It has to be to Asabahana, it has to be a Negia that's with Shechshech. So the guy touching the wine by itself doesn't answer. Here in Sifyut Zayin, we talk about what constitutes Shichshuch. Now, the language here is interesting language because Derech Agav, we learn a Chiddush, besides the main Chiddush. Yesh Mishayimer, Shem Ochaz Ovik Echavim B'Kli Pasuach Shoyayim Mishichshuchai. If a guy takes hold of an open keli of wine, open bottle, open jar, an open barrel of wine, v'shichshachayin, he shakes it. Afa pi shaloi higbiya v'loi noga b'yayin. Even though he didn't lift up the bottle, and he didn't touch the wine, nesar, it becomes aser. So the chiddush here of this yesh v'shaymer is, even though he didn't pick it up, if you just m'shachshach it, if a guy slides the wine, is moving the wine around in the refrigerator and slides it from one place to another, without lifting it up, so the Mechaber holds that it's Nesar, and that's Shitas HaRambam, and the Ramah says, V'rabin chalkan loy mer, dim shichshuch v'gufay shal kli, b'loy hagba, loy mikri shichshuch. Okay, one second. The Ramah says, Rabbi Chalka Laimai, Dim Shikshu Pagufe Shakli, Balay Agba, Loi Mikri Shikshu. Others say that he's Meshachshik with the Gufakli, without lifting it up, is Dachot Shikhlu, Ein Lahachmir, Bamakim Seder. So he says that if Bamakim Hefsid, it's a Machlaik, it's the Rambam against the Rashba, it says in the Rash. So Sisti Achaluke Deis, so therefore Shikshuk without Agba, a person can be mekel b'makom hefsid, and the Rishach in Mem Aleph says even more. Loi mikri shichshuch u'mutar afilu b'shtiyah. Kei mashu divrei ha'pais kei ma'amakilin. It's machlokes in extremes. Mechaba holds it's also b'hanor. He holds it's shichshuch even without picking it up. And the Ramah holds that it's mutar afilu b'shtiyah because he holds that it's not shichshuch at all if you don't lift it up. Malcolm Hefsid without our coolest of his manazet.
Right, but the Shach is saying that, but still has to be Malcolm Hefsid.
Yeah, he's still going under Omar that says that there has to be Malcolm Hefsid.
It has to be a Gipsuach, but it's closed.
What?
If it's a closed bottle, then you have a Mekel.
Oh, so Derech Agav, we learned that Chiddush. Derech Agav, we learn here, it says only Klipasuach. It says if it's a closed barrel, then it's mutter. It's interesting that such a basic, a fundamental kula comes up very often. This doesn't mean sealed. This means closed. Just a closed barrel that doesn't aser by Yayin Nesach. And it's mentioned here, Derech Agav. It's mentioned again in Kuf Chaf Hei, in Siftes, also Derech Agav. It says there that if a guy is carrying a canteen, a night shel yayin, mamakim lamakim, and the guy is oiches pi anoid biyadei. The guy is holding it closed on top. It's some type of canteen, a leather pouch, and the guy holds it closed. If it's closed, then there's no yayin nesach. That's actually a gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Samach, that if the barrel is closed or the bottle is closed, there's no yayin nesach. Why? The Rambam says that It's not derech nisuch in a closed barrel. The derech, whatever the guy used to do for the avodah zarah, the shikshuk they used to do was dafka with an open barrel, and therefore there was no there's no gezerah.
So, don't we paskin today that if we have wine in a bottle in our house and a guy comes and touches it, it's still usur?
No, if the barrel is closed, yeah. Even if it's not sealed.
Why? The bottle, yeah.
Yeah, if the guy does anything to it in a closed bottle, even if it's not sealed, and it's not yayim avushal, the wine is mutter. So you paid to come today, Mark.
That's what we
came to. That's a big, it's an absolute chiddush. This is machlokes. That's about no machlokes.
Put wine away then, yeah. Like comes house.
Well, to leave a, we're going to learn later, if you're not home, you're not watching the guy, that the ikar at the end of the Shulchan Aruch, before we get to the coolest of his man Azad, the ikar at the end of the Shulchan Aruch is that if you leave a guy with wine in the house, that that he asks the eye, and we're afraid he's Meshashim, he opens it.
But,
right.
Again, that Malcolm Hefzid is really never defined. How do you define that?
All right, so first of all, this chiddush, important chiddush, the idea of the wine in a closed bottle that is not also, you see it here, Derech Agav. Now, getting back to the main din here, Mechaber Amo argue if the guy does shishuch b'li hagvah, and it's mutter b'makom seida, and again, what exactly is b'makom seida? It's hard to say. We have, most of us have $10 and $20 bottles of wine, or $5 and $10 bottle of wine. So it's hard to say that this man is dead, that would be called b'makom hefzid. But
it's
hard to know. That's for sure. Malcolm has it. No, that's for sure.
The time
that
the time when was
the
Pasa, even
shaking
over, that was when she did the Zarek.
No, so there were two different things. There was Shikshuk and there was Shvicha. Shikshuk was something that they did with Shem HaVed Zarek. We don't do, but they did. Right, they used to shake the Lashem HaVed Zarah, and they were very into it. They went to other people's homes, they dafka shuk Lashem HaVed Zarah. Right, Shmicha is going to be Sif Yud Ches. What? Without lifting up the bottle. The bottle, you're sliding it, it's on the counter, you slide it over to wipe the counter. Why is it not Hagvah?
It was Hagvah,
yes. Yeah, I'm saying if he just slides it over, that's if he slides it sideways, that's not Agbah. If he picks it up, then it is Agbah.
Is that probable?
Agbah without Shishuch? Agbah with Shishuch. Agbah without Shishuch is no problem. We always have this, if it's closed, it's always Mutter. Closed, it's Mutter, even Agbah and Shishuch. Everything is, if it's closed, just closed, not sealed. In front of a Yid. What? Everything totally mutter. There's no isser at all. Okay, there's nothing to do with hagvah, shirsha, whatever he does. If the bottle is closed, the yid is there. He knows the guy didn't open the bottle. If it's a closed bottle, it's mutter. Not only that, if you give it the guy to carry, if that's the case of kuf chafei, you need someone to help you carry the bottles. You're carrying in for a kiddush. You're carrying in a case of bottles. They're open. They're just closed. They're just not sealed. That's the case in Kuf Chaf Hei Sif Tes. Hevir ha'ibik kachavim noit shel yayin. A guy, this is in Kuf Chaf Hei. Hevir ha'ibik kachavim noit shel yayin v'mapim l'makim. The guy carried the noit, this is a canteen of wine, for place to base. V'o'ichis pi ha'noit bi'adai. And he's holding the mouth of the canteen with his hands. It's like the shach, ha'inu shu sasum. Dem lo'i ken asim v'shem shechshu. That means the guy himself is holding it closed. It's not the derech nisuch. That's the Rambam says. Goyim were not menasech in closed bottles. Why they weren't? I don't know. I don't know why they were menasech in open bottles. But
you can't let go, though.
What?
You can't let go.
Yeah, if he's keeping it closed, you got to watch out. Yeah. So you're watching him. We're talking about you're watching him. He's carrying a case of wine into. You make a kiddush and you unload the truck and. And he's carrying down a case of wines. As long as the bottles are closed, it's mutter and everything. According to the Mechaber, if there is no shishuch, it's mutter. If there's no shishuch, even if it's open, it's mutter. It's negia de davar aches, touching it through with a bottle. How do you know they're not doing shishuch? You mean they don't do shem avodah zarah? Yeah, but we only go down the chayis dargah. We go down one level, right? Now look in Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Rabbi Kiva Eiger in there's only one Rabbi Kiva Eiger on the page. He says the makom pseida l'didan. That's what you're saying. Rabbi Kiva Eiger brings for us the makom pseida apik bia b'shichshuch yesh lahakol. We already said our idea of the chayis dargah. That b'makom seida, we say even if you picked it up and shook it, we're mekel. V'loigara mimaga ayidei davar acher. It's no different than maga ayidei davar acher. We said if a guy touches ayidei davar acher, so again, the lumdis is what's a little complicated. The halach is easy. You go down a step, and what's aser in the Shulchan Aruch is one step more kula for us. And this, it was back, we had it in Shach Yutes, a short shach, that maga shaloi bekavana. If a guy touches the wine with his hand, it's aser b'shtia, and if a guy touches it through davar acher, it's mutter af b'shtia. It was a two-line shach, which is important to remember. That a guy touching biyadai with his hand shaloi bekavana is mutter b'hana, and a guy touching with a davar acher through a bottle or through a stick is mutter afilu b'shtia. We said that our goyim is considered shaloi bekavana because it's loy bekavanas nisuch. That's what we're going to have a sifra of dalit. Then our goyim is shaloi bekavanas nisuch, and that's why we keep on having this reference to being mekel v'zman hazeh on things that were asa b'hano v'mata b'hano v'zman hazeh all b'makom seida. And goyim nikir shaloi bekavana b'davar ayde davar acher, which a bottle is davar acher, is mutter. Is mutter afilu b'shtia. Excuse me? Shichshuch is shaking the wine. Nisuch is pouring it in front of an avodah zarah. If you pour it in front of an avodah zarah, it's different. We're talking here, we don't know why he did it. If the guy would announce, I'm doing shichshuch avodah zarah, it would be yes, no, it would be no question. The we're talking here, we're stama guy does shichshuch. We're in the time of Chazal, we assumed he meant l'shem avodah zarah. So b'zman hazeh, we don't make that assumption. Therefore, it doesn't answer, right?
Then what
the
hefsek
does,
that's
the b'shtiyah,
being forced within body, forced from a bottle.
Well,
pouring, we'll get
to
Sif Yud Ches. When Rebbe says doesn't ask, that's not or it's called b'shtiyah. B'giyah ayidei davar acher, b'zman hazeh, even with the b'shtiyah. The b'makom hefsek, all these clues are b'makom hefsek. As long as it's b'giyah ayidei davar acher, as long as he's touching it, ayidei davar acher, so we matter b'shtiyah. No, bottle closes mutter even then. A bottle closes always mutter. There's nothing. Everything's confusing, but a bottle closes not confusing. A bottle closed, as long as you know he didn't open it, not confusing. Mutter in everything, no matter what he did. That's seal bottles you can deliver. Right? Now Pisrei Tshuva Gimel brings a. Brings a Nida B'Yehuda and a Dabba Mavava. B'makom Seida, Pisrei Tshuvai, Dabba Mavava, Shkosta Ramah, B'kan Mairi, B'makom Shiyadu Hashem, Oivdei Kechavim. This Ramah is talking in the time of Chazal, where we knew they were Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Avalim Loike, Mutali Didad, B'makom Seida, Afilik B'yei V'Shechshuch. Exactly the same thing Rabbi Kiva Eger said. Dabba Mavava says, that B'zman Hazeh, it's mutl didam b'makom seida afilu agbiyah v'shichshuch, even an open bottle that a guy picked up and was mishachshech, that it would be mutl didan devadai le'gora zeh b'imagoi v'kchamei dey davar acher l'kamot sif chav dalet b'haga. That's the kula of the Ramah in chav dalet, that it's the giyai dey davar acher, so even agbiyah v'shichshuch is also mutter. So Mark is asking, what's aser? A closed bottle is absolutely mutter. An open bottle, an open makom seida, again, a closed bottle even without a makom seida. An open bottle, say b'makom seida, fill it b'yevi shechshuch is mutter. We didn't talk yet if you poured it, but wait. Ayin sham mechen kaz b'sifrei chuvas nadi b'yuda tinyan lechelik eredeis m'samach tes. Ayin sham b'sim in ayin shekasa. See, brings nadi b'yuda who adds. You want to know a case? That's also he brings a case. Chaser makli hayachaser. If the bottle is not filled to the top, chaser meaning that it's filled but not to the edge. Avolim hayamale, but it's filled to the top. Yesh lachush l'divrei Rashi. Tibamale chashina shemenoga kol she'ena Yisrael miskaven lahashkiach v'lishmar. Oisai shalo yiga. Anytime you're not careful to watch, he doesn't touch it. If it's a totally full bottle, we're afraid that he touched the wine. He might have touched the bottle at the tip, holding it by the top, and he touched the wine. So Mimela, if it's full to the top, which doesn't happen that often, I don't know how much is tippy top and how much is top. It doesn't say tippy, it just says top. We had earlier by vinegar, we had this last year. We said that vinegar, we're not picking what's vinegar unless it bubbles, we're not sure if it's vinegar. So he says, even though we're machmir on wine vinegar, if it doesn't bubble, and Suffolk vinegar plus a Suffolk, if the guy touched it, you're allowed to be mekel. Now, we're saying here that if it's full to the top, we have to be choishish, the guy touched it. Now, in long distance, comes back to what we've spoken about many times. It's a little confusing in Hilchos Yayin Nesef by Sveikis, if we say Safed Rabbanon Lekula, or if we say we're machmir, it's in Yinav Avay Dezar, we're machmir. Because we had last week that we say Safed Lekula. The last case was you left a guy Shaita in a room with a barrel, and the faucet is open, and the fire wine's coming out. Say, oh, the Shaita threw something, and it accidentally did it. With Taylor Lahakul. And this night of Yehuda, he's saying, if it's full to the top, you can't be telling the hakel. You have to assume the guy touched it. So it comes back to the rule we said, that something that's in the Iker Takana, Chazal's original Gezerah, so they were their Gezerah, they were Machmir, that Yechayshish. Whatever is in an individual instance that took place, we're Mekel. The idea of a full barrel is mentioned in the Gemara, that when a barrel is full, Yechayshish, the guy touched it. So something that's in the original takana, so that we're machmir. Something that's just a kemaisa shayi in front of us, so that we're not
machmir. Container.
He said lidida, but right, we're Mekel, Bizman Azeh, even if he picked it up, and he did too, we know he did Shechshu.
Even if it's open.
Because Lidida, we're Mekel, so Mimela, and we're Mekel, even Bishtia. So he's saying that's not true if he touched the wine. If we're Chayshish, he touched the wine, then not. Okay? So before we go to pouring, which we're going to get to next, we have two major coolers. The two major coolers are Mut even Bishtia. Right, most of the coolers are. It's not us about no. This man has said it's rare that you have a bottle of wine in America, at least that's going to be us about no. What's muta b'shtia? The two main coolers are a closed bottle is always muta b'shtia as long as you know it stayed closed, and even an open bottle negia al yedei dover acher shaloi bekavana. If the guy touched the wine through the bottle or through anything, any dover acher. And today we could consider Shalai Bekavana, because it's Shalai Bekavana is Nisuch. So the Gia Dei Dover Acher were Mekel, but only that's only B'makom Seida. And then the coolest that we have is Manazet, different than time in the Gemara, were Mekel B'makom Seida, because we're relying that the Goyim changed, that our Goyim are different. So that cooler is only B'makom Seida. Okay, so those are two coolest that are Mutter B'shtia, and again, they have to do with wine that's still in the bottle that wasn't poured. Now, we'll get to a case where a guy poured wine. Okay. Sifyut Ches. Now, here, I have to first make a point that the But we're going to learn now about pouring wine. Now, nisuch, we always picture, what's nisuch? That they pour the wine, they go in front of the altar in the church, and they pour wine. They pour it onto the floor, onto the altar, onto a bottle, or into a cup. So I don't know, I've never attended, but... what? Okay, if you want to get up and describe it, I don't know what they do. Demonstrate, I wouldn't request, but... I don't know. I don't know exactly what it is. I should invite my old friend. He might know. But what? What do they do? They don't pour it at all?
They pour it into the goblet's mouth.
They pour it into the goblet.
Okay.
Yishtu me'ei nesicham.
So they do some type of pouring then. I don't know what they do today. Gabe Yisrael, but if it's still Avodah Zarah, you should know the whole tumult about Christianity, if it's Avodah Zarah, is only if it's Avodah Zarah for a Ben Noach. Because a Ben Noach is not Muzer B'Shittuf. So there's a Machlaikis, there's a Ramah, which is controversial in Archaim. The Ramah talks about if you have a partner who's a guy, if you're allowed to cause him to swear in the name of his Avodah Zarah. Swearing doesn't mean cursing here, it means... when you have a din Torah or a court case with him. Nowadays, I don't think in American courts, I guess they take an oath every time. So there, the Ramah there says that it's not lifnei iver to have a guy take an oath in the Christian gods, because it's not avodah zarah for a guy. But however, for a yid, it is avodah zarah. And that's why when it said the goyim are not avodah zarah, the Shas said, goyim yishmeilim. He didn't say Kogain HaNoitzrim. Because the Didan, Shittuf is full of Avodah Zarah. But they pour it? They don't pour it. Okay? Alright, so I'm not... let's talk about the Goyim in the time of Chazal. In the time of Chazal, apparently they poured the Shem Avodah Zarah. So now we're going to learn Sifyut Ches. In Sifyut Ches, we're going to learn that the din of a guy pouring is a din of kaychai. The din of kaychai are really kufchafhei, when he affects the wine through his kayach. So the question is, that what do you mean pouring? It's only kaychai. Pouring is the ikka gezeira. The rush in the fourth parak of Masechta Avodah Zarah, where all these dinim are found, says that the reason we're not so machmir on pouring, you would think pouring is the worst case. The Rosh says the minig of a guy to pour was only in front of the Avodah Zarah. The guy in front of the Avodah Zarah would pour the wine. Not in front of the Avodah Zarah would do shichshuch on the wine. Wouldn't do pouring. Now pouring is still called kaychai. We're going to learn the dinim of kaychai, that kaychai is also b'shtiyah anyway. When his kayach affects the wine, that it's also b'shtiyah. And that's what we're going to learn now. The kufchaf hei, which you probably do have on the last page of your copy, with the kufchaf hei is the dinim of kaychai, the first sif there says, Natal oivik kechavim kli shel yayin. If a guy takes a keli of wine, v'gbiyai, v'yotza hayayin, afal pishlo shichshuch, neser b'shtiyah, even without shichshuch, there's an issa shtiyah, sh'arei hayayin ba mei kaychai. Whatever a guy, there it's talking where he causes the wine to come out of a bottle, so that's called kaychai, hayayin ba mei kaychai, and that's asa b'shtiyah, not asa b'hanah. Nitzuk, I mentioned to you last week in the Taz, is when something is connected through pouring, which we'll discuss soon, Nitzuk. But as far as Kaychai is concerned, the Kaychai is Osir Bishtiyah. So we have a new concept. We had Negiyah, which we discussed back in Sifir Aleph. Negiyah doesn't ask Bahana unless it's with, if guy touches the wine, only asks Bishtiyah. Shichshuch, the din of the Gemara, Asr, Bishtiyah, and Bahana. And kaychai as is only bishtiya. So let's learn Sif Yudches. Let's see what it says. What? So it's funny, it says kaychai, you can have kaychai without shechshech. There's a kaychai without being mishachshech. Like I said, I'm not clear which kaychai is shechshech and which kaychai is not shechshech. I don't know. The Beis Yosef's Lashon, on here on Sif Yud Ches, the Beis Yosef's Lashon is that we're talking that he poured it, and pouring requires his Lashon, ninuah kalshu. And you know our culture ain't a shirshuch. Shaking it a little bit, that's not shirshuch. That's basically Isis Lashon. So I don't know, Lamaisa, I'm not sure how much shaking is shirshuch and how much is not. But apparently, if a guy takes a bottle and just pours it, that's not called shirshuch.
It says, but whatever it is, it is clear that it will
swirl
the wine and the
steel
bottle.
But kaychai with shichshuch, that's the maisavai desara that they had, and that's problematic. Here in Chaf Hei, the lasha was higbia yain afa bishaloi shichshuch. That's the b'shtiya shar yain baba kaychai. What we're talking here is without shichshuch, with kaychai without shichshuch. So that is only asa b'shtiya, not b'hanah. Shirshuch, that was the derech. In a closed bottle, it wasn't the derech. But in an open bottle, it was the derech. And that's what we're assuming. I should mention, there's a Rav Beshita that they used to shirshuch only with their hands. That the real shirshuch is biyad. He says, that's why a closed bottle is mutter. But it doesn't seem that way from the Rambam. The Rambam says, they used to do it open bottles. So that's what we're going to learn. That's what we're learning. Sif Yudches, Dachlo, Avikha, V'kli, Shal Yayin, V'kbiya, V'yotek, Hayayin. Again, the guy took the bottle of wine, he picked it up and he poured it, even though there was no shikshech at all. So then, neser it's aser, shaharei ba hayayim mikaychai. Now it doesn't say what it's neser. So the shach says, look at Reisim and Kuf Chaf Hei, where it says it's aser b'shtiya. And neser shaharei ba hayayim mikaychai. Just a Shach Membeis. Membeis. I'll talk about the rest of the battle shortly. It's good. Abishai Shichshuch Neaseh Shari Ba Yayim Mekaychai Higbiya V'loi Shichshuch V'loi Naga Boter. A guy picked up a bottle of wine and it's open and he didn't touch the wine, he didn't do Shichshuch. It's everything is Boter. Just higbia alone, it's not nigiyah, it's not shirshuch, it's not yitzika, it's not pouring, touching, or shaking. The bottle is mutter. Koshkein sha'ina yaisa b'nigiyah sakli l'chod. And zicha, if a guy just touches the bottle without picking it up, a guy just touches a bottle of wine, it doesn't asa the wine.
Open.
And the Shach Mem Gimel says,
right,
L'chash says in Mem Gimel, L'chein anitoma aktsas ha-machmirin, u'mafsidim m'mainim shal Yisrael, less a yayin, I they should all go become a bakli, b'loi shum shikshuch. He says, Amatmiya, this is quoting the Ramah, Amatmiya are those that are mafsid Jewish money, that every time a guy touches a bottle of wine, they say it's asal, chenira dein lochish klal, akal shen daki maishka. That's even in the days that they were like the Avai Dezara. The choshke lididan, and certainly for us, the shari. So if a guy touches a bottle of wine, which is, even open, but he doesn't do one of the things we talked about. He doesn't do negiah, he doesn't touch the wine, he's not mishasha the wine, he's not pouring the wine. And here means he says even like higbiah hayayin, he does that's called negiah de davar acher. So that the ikar dina de gemara before we get to kulis bezman hazeh, that's totally mutter. Before we get to kulis bezman hazeh, they're only bakum seder. That's mutter. Even shaloi bakum seder, that's totally mutter. If you go to most Jewish homes and a guy touches the bottle, they're going to be mafsim amayin shal Yisrael. They're going to assume that it's aser because we just marchik ourselves some guy with wine, but it's really mutter. Okay, so the question is what to do with the shlah, HaKadosh. It sounds like the shlah said that if a guy sees the wine, that you don't use it. It could be meant only for Kiddush. It could be meant only for Kiddush. So the it also could be that wine was not in clear bottles. It could be even see it.
The bottle makes it the Gerdei Davaracha.
Okay? So if he moves it sideways or he lifts it straight up, that's not Shirshuk by itself. And Lididan, that's the Gerdei Davaracha, Shalom Bekavanas Nisoch, and that's Lididan, it's Mutter, Mokam Pseida, we make a leave on that. If it's a closed bottle, most people are closed bottle. It's wrong. But we're going to talk about, we have not yet discussed the question of leaving the guy alone with the bottle. And that becomes complicated. In the time of Chazal, leaving a guy alone with an unsealed bottle of wine, there were chayshish that the guy opened it and bought it. Now, if the wine is in a high closet or something where there's no reason to think the guy got there, that's not. But let's say the guy cleaned the refrigerator. In the din of the Gemara, Yichud with a guy asers. We're going to learn that Lididan it doesn't aser, but it's not clear to be Mekel Mishdiya. Mekel Ba'ana was a Chemekel because of the Chais Dargum. But it's not clear that we could be Mekel Mishdiya. And we'll see. We have to get to it a step at a time. But here we learned a number of the coolest of the way a guy comes into contact. Now, Tazlamid Beis. The question now is. I'm sorry. Sif Yud Ches again. Nalim Chav Kli Shoyam Yigbiyai. V'koshke Shein Asa B'tiyas HaKli L'chud. If you touch the right there, the Shach. Okay. The question is, B'zman HaZeh, whether we could say the Chais Darga, and when a guy pours wine without Shichshuch, it's only Asa B'shtiyah. It's only Asa B'shtiyah. So we had a rule that we had back in the beginning of the Simen, that Bizman Azeh, I think it's a test, that we say in the Chayz Darga, whatever the time of the Gemara was Aser, Lididan, we go down a step. If for them it was Aser Bana, for us it's only Aser Mishtiya. Them was Aser Mishtiya, for us it's Mutter. The question is, does this Kula apply even by a guy pouring wine? Do we say in the Chayz Darga or not? And here there's a Machlaikis, it's very difficult to be Machriya. I'll tell you, the sheet is on the two sides. Again, we're talking about a guy poured. You know he didn't do shichshuch. He just poured the wine. So that wine, Bedina de Gemara, is also b'shtiyah. What would be b'zman hazeh? The Taz in Sifkat Lamed Beis, which is later, in Sifkhov Dalet, which is the main sif of the Chayz Darga, the Taz Lamed Beis is Machmir, and the Matayinesin, and the Chsav Sefer Paskin that way. So you have the Taz, the Mati Edison, the Chsav Sefer, Machmir. And on the other hand, the Shach, in the beginning of Kuf Kuf Hei, is Mekel B'zman Hazeh. I pointed out to you many times, the Shach keeps on saying, B'zman Hazeh, but we can say that they're heterim. The Shach there, in Sifkat and Beis, says that we're Mekel. And like the Shach, we have the Rabbi Kiveger and the Noidim Yehuda, later in Sifkat Dalet, that are Mekel. So it's a pretty tough machlokes. You have the Shach that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Kiveger, all Mekel, which is pretty strong, but they're Mekel b'makom seder. And you have the Taz, Rabbi Nissen Eifshitz, and the Chsav Sefer, who are Machmir. Again, the Shaila is, do we say Nechayz Darga? Now, I think for most people, this is too much of a kula to say that if the guy poured the wine, will be matter of Peshtia, this man has said, I'll throw you out, you try to be Mekel. And the truth is, there's an additional problem. This is all if the guy didn't do shichshuch. Like I said, I don't know exactly how to look if the guy is doing shichshuch or not. Like, what exactly do you see? If I see somebody, I always see people take a bottle at the table. You take a bottle of soda and you pour it. Does anybody do shichshuch? I would think not. No, there's no shichshuch. You pick up a bottle and you pour it. I don't know how much shichshuch is shichshuch. I don't know. The Beis Yosef says here that the Nidua Kolshu of pouring is not shichshuch. So I don't know. If you're sure a guy didn't do shichshuch, and certainly if you see another yid, a guy in a restaurant, and there's yayin sheinu mevushel on the table, and a guy comes in and the guy pours it for him, you don't have to say anything because they are mekilim. If the guy doesn't do shichshuch. So the guy is in front of you and he's pouring it to him.
Shaking.
Man, if he's a smooth guy, he picks it up and he pours it without shaking. So then if he does shechshech, that's a problem. Waiter. I'm not going to drink it. I'm not ready to drink it, but...
Why, Rabbi? But, you right. Haggasah, when you do Haggasah into a pot, that's called cooking. Just sticking a spoon in, that's agitating it enough. Just moving it should be shechshech.
Well, that the Beis Yosef says pouring, the ninuah of pouring is not shechshech. So that much we have here in Kabbalah, that yitzika is not shechshech. So what is shechshech? I don't know. I don't know exactly what to say. Yeah. So the wine that remains in the bottle is the following. When you have a case where the wine of yitzika is aser, assuming that it's aser. Okay, so you have wine of yitzika that was poured, that's aser. What about the wine that remains in the barrel? The wine that remains inside is nitzuk connected to kaychai. In other words, the wine that was poured became aser because of kaychai. And this is nitzuk chibur. Again, nitzuk chibur, I told you, is when you pour from something down. You have something tameh, and you pour water onto it. The question is, does the tumah travel up to the bottle? That's called nitzuk chibur. What's in the bottle wasn't poured. It's still in the bottle. And the question is whether that's osur because of a nitzuk that's connected to a kaychai. Again, if you take a quick look at the last page, I'm sorry to mention you so much on a fast day, but if you look there, the Mechaber and Ramah argue. The last line, the Mechaber said, Mashanishim b'kli osur gab kei mishum nitzuk. The Mechaber said what remains in the kli is also because it was poured. The Yeshayim in the Ramah says, "Layasrina nitzok b'kaychai v'kaychavim." We don't take the two together. If it's only also because of kaychai, and then you have a nitzok that's connected, so we don't ask. So the Ramah, which you don't have, ends up he says you can be machmir, but that the Shas says certainly bisman hazeh on the nitzok connected to the chibur you could be meikel. So a nitzok connected to chibur can be meikel. The Kudus HaKesef really earlier in Kufchav Dalit said the same thing. There was in the Kudus HaKesef that said the Lididan that it's nitzok and chibur together. It's not aser.
Here he says
Hesed Merubi. As a matter of fact, the Kudus HaKesef is on the page we're up to. The first one, he went back on a previous Taz. It talked here about, we were talking about opening a faucet in a barrel. If the wine left in the barrel, when you close the faucet, if it's aser, so the Taz said that it's aser mishum nitzuk, because Kester said, lo yishkiach, ha mechabes vilei, the nitzuk aser mekaychai. The Taz was meikel on nitzuk, and he brought that the mechabes shita is that nitzuk is aser. So the mechleikus of nitzuk was mentioned there. But at any rate, the question of whether what remains is aser, and the ikra adin is a mechleikus, and that, the Peskema meikel on what remains in the bottle, that, you know, if a guy in front of you does nitzuk without shechshech, so what remains, what he pours, I told you, they are mekilim even on what he poured, bizman hazeh, b'makom hefzeh. What remained in the bottle, which is a nitzuk of kaychai, so that's certainly mutter. Again, what? I understand, but bizman hazeh, where it's... we have a heter anyway, but Bakim has to yeah, this cooler and we're medical. The amount of money, I guess. What's in the bottle? Let's face it, you're not going to use it. I'm not going to use it, but because we're in grain. But next week I'll bring the Peskim Bismanazer, our medical. I'll bring the heter to Sefer Yayin Malchus. I'll bring it in next week. To reach you inside how they paskin, bizman hazeh paskin, that if a guy poured and you know there's no shechshech, that will remain in the bottle as mutter. Again, I keep on saying that I don't know how we know what is a shechshech, what's not a shechshech. It's very confusing to me because we had that Taz, the first time shechshech was mentioned, the Taz Vav said that based in this topic, he'd be a shechshech gadol, or he'd feel a shechshech koldo. So I don't know what it means. Shechshech kaldu, and he brought Teres Habayis Kosav Pshitas Leimitzim Hefresh Shechshech Rav Shechshech Muet. So what's Shechshech? If we live among Goyim who do it all the time, we know what Shechshech is. We don't live among Goyim that do it, so it's very hard to us to figure out what Shechshech.
And so if you have a Mechal Shabbos by the table, and you take some wine
before Mechal Shabbos, you could be Mekel, because remember Mechal Shabbos is a Mechleikis anyway if we're Machmir. So Mechal Shabbos, who pours wine, what's left in the bottle, he could be mekel. Certainly. So. Nitzuk of Kai Chai? I think so. The Marba said, "Lloyd Mekam Hefsa Maruba." But Bizman Azeh, that's the added cooler to what would make a lot anyway. There's no shikh shikh. Yes,
Dub. There's an easy way to figure this out if it's a red bottle of wine. Red bottles of wine that have aged, they have sediment. That's why there's a dimple in the bottom. So if you're not sure if it was shikh shikh or not, whatever shikh shikh is, look in your glass. The sediment in there, he shook it up.
Why do the white bottles of wine also have that that bump in the bottom? The dimple has a name for it. What's it called? Is there an English name for it?
But normally it's just the same.
What?
It's a fake. In the old days, it's to blow the bottles. So now it's a fake. Now.
It's a fake, just to make it look bigger. All right. What's it called?
Kick.
All right. Anyway, all right, you're saying you can tell with the sediment? Okay, if you can tell, you can tell.
Anyone that would shake a bottle.
It depends how vigorous you shake it. I don't know how much shikshuk is. See, that's the thing. I don't know how vigorous a shake a shikshuk is.
That's what we have.
Okay. The cheap wine I buy doesn't have sediment in it. Sivya test goes back from.
I
think it's spoiled. Okay. Sivya test goes back. Yitzayah's chess were touched on again the fundamental rules of what asers. Sivya test goes back to Shaloi Bekavana, and we actually learned this. Because in Sifir Aleph, I mentioned this as an example of Shaloi B'Kavana. Madad Oivik Echavim Habar, Sheesh B'Yayim B'Kana. A guy took a dipstick, like they have today, dipsticks. You go to the gas stations, they have to measure how much gasoline is in the bar. They put in a stick, and they see what, or you have in your cars, you still have dipsticks in the oil. They don't have new cars already that you don't need dipsticks. It's like the only tircha they still have with the cars. But anyway, the guy stuck in a stick. Now again, the gia al yedei dover acher asers, right? We said if he touches it through something else, bekavana, then it asers. But if he did it al yedei dover acher to measure, or show him a tefecha pichavas hareseches, because yesh tenuach haresicha, or the wine was bubbling. And he was tapping the top of the barrel to get it to stop the resicha. Or he took a barrel and in his anger threw it into a bar. It's not aser bahanah, because any time a guy does negia, he's torrid, but malachtai, we're not chayshish for the iser of that he asks it out of Aydizara, and only the gzeira of chasnas remain, and therefore it's mutter. So this is a relatively simple din that the guy is busy measuring. It's very similar to what we had that when the guy sticks the drops in esrig into the wine, he stuck his hand in there to get the wine. If you grab his hand, he doesn't do shikshuk, so then he doesn't aser. So this should be a kolshken. There he stuck his hand into the wine. And we say it doesn't ask a bahanah, it only asks a bishtia. So kolshken here, that it wouldn't ask a bahanah, it would only ask a bishtia. Now the mechaber doesn't say what the din is if he stuck his hand in. So that we're going to see in the Ramah in a minute. But again, here it's ask a bishtia, shach mem vav. It's like a broken record. I shouldn't express it that way. But the shach does this, we had it read 10 times. Every time it says a din, he has l'didan, but the b'shniya b'makam hesed. Every time it says it's also b'shniya, the shtach reminds us of what we're going to have in Sifchav Dalet. L'didan, again, it's mutter b'shniya b'makam hesed. If the Shulchan Aruch, I put it in Sifalim. You wouldn't mind.
So what happened to chasid?
Because why did it ask the chasid l'didan? It's a good question. I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. But certainly if it's a Jew's wine, you would understand.
Right, right.
Okay.
Laskis is through the sealed barrel into the door, and what the wine that's in the barrel is the water, or the wine that's in the door?
It's, all right, the case... I don't know, I'm not sure. When it says Zarka Bechamasa, he threw it in his anger, so I don't know if that means to say the wine in the barrel he threw. I assume it was closed that he threw it. My understanding was that he threw something into the wine and he doesn't ask for the wine. He says to look later. Zarak dir the lashon, the shach says to look at Kuf Chaf Hei, dir lashon Zarak even oi chefetz, the teich hayayin. Muta filibishtia. Aber wenn ich es gar nicht mehr kann, schon einfach dann mit dem Stier, wenn man es kein Bechamasa, ich muss einfach mit dem Stier. Da mag ich kommen, ich soll mich kommen, ich denke, da war ich. Kannst du mich aber leer, da ist ein Stier. It seems the case is that the Shaila is not the barrel. The Shaila is the place it landed. The fact that he splashed something into the wine, so that that's what he's referring to. I don't know. It could be that's the Gemara. It happens to be the Gemara's case. I'm not sure, but I'm not sure. You see, there the truth. I'm not sure. I don't know.
The wine is cooking.
Well, it's fermenting. When it ferments, it bubbles.
It's fermenting.
Otherwise, it'd be Yain Mechushel, and you have another head to you. So, what? The Baragola says Dachai, because later, in Sif Kuf Chaf Hei, in Simon Kovitz is going to say that if he threw it from a distance, it's mutter. Here it means that he pushed it in. If he threw it from a distance, that's a different level of Kaichai. And here it means he pushed it at the edge into the barrel of wine. That's why he says it. And that's what the Shach means, to look later, to look there. Okay, so here we're learning that if the guy is distracted by something else, he doesn't ask about it. Now, I'll turn the page, we get to the Ramah. Now, there are a few parts to the Ramah. First, the Ramah explains the klal that we're learning. The klal is shabachaleilu yeshechacha shalikim lenasech. In these cases, we know he didn't have kavanah to be menasech. Rak lemalachtoi, he was busy with his own work. Vavamagoy v'kechavim shaloi b'kavanah ve'ene oisa rak b'shtia. It's a magoy v'kechavim shaloi b'kavanah, which only asers b'shtia. Now the shach right away explains in mem zayin kloimar shaloi b'kavanah lenasech. It means that he touched it without kavanah to be menasech. Avon loy kiven liga, if he didn't even know he was touching the wine, shari b'kana, shari adei davaracher, filo b'shtia. Davalei badag oiv kama adei davaracher, de shari b'shtia, kidlasiv yedalim, el kamasiv chav dalim. Chinkasiv arad. If it's shaloy b'kavanah, totally, so then we make ala filo b'shtia. If a guy's walking by without realizing that he touches the wine, even if he touches the liquid, the wine itself, it's also mutter. Now, if he touches the day davarach, because the rabbi be basi yisiv, safe davko samakimel, safe your masa maga v'kachav, mishal be koyd davarach, he says a precious safe sam zema chakina bin yonach, v'zel shanei. The mother day bekana, miskam lahachnis hakana b'yayin. He's having kavanah to stick the kana into the wine. Avalacha, inu miskam lahachnis hasakin b'yayin. When a person cuts open a barrel, a guy, and the wine is touching the knife. Adarava miskaven listoin b'fnei ayayin shalei yetze. He doesn't want the wine to come out. Hilkot domi lemaga b'kachom midei davarach shalei b'kamanas maga klal d'shari b'shtia. So what we're saying is that we're going to have the gear shalei b'kavana edei davarach eres mutter. So the shach brings in the beginning from the Beis Yosef that the geder is Shalai bekavanas maga is mutter totally. Shalai bekavanas nisach is mutter b'shti is mutter banas b'shtiya, and the chilek of the prisha is a chilek between whether he even if he knows he's touching the wine. The question is, does he want to touch the wine? When he sticks the stick into measure, he wants to touch the wine. So that is one level of shloi bekavanu, which is still asa b'shtiyah. If he doesn't care about touching the wine, like he sticks in a knife, whether to open it or to seal it, whatever he's sticking it in for, basmagi de davarache shloi bekavanas maga. So then it's a mutra afilu b'shtiyah. That's the chilek in shloi bekavanu. The Rama goes on, the third line, Yeshayimer, afilu madadei biyadai eine asa b'hanah. The Machaba was Mekel and he stuck in a stick. The Rama says, even if he used his hands and he was distracted for his work, and the Rama says, every time we have a Machlaikis, he says, Yeshahakul b'makim hefsid. So we learn now that, again, a kula, that if a guy touches with his hand and he's distracted by his work, that it's mutter. Let's see again the shachs. Why you do have to worry when he pulls his hand up? Why by medida we're not worried on the way up? So we're gonna have to talk about that. Let's see. First, shach memches, because of his who adin la tosa sira. If there were flies flying around the wine and he landing on the wine. The shava le madadai, it's also mutter, like madadai, even though he did it with his hand. Because of Rashba, Hayuzvuvin, Hayutushim, Apichavis, Vitiza, Bemekana, Bebiyadai, Mutta Bahanah, Vasa Mishtiyah. Avala Oisrim, Bemadadai Biyad, Bahanah. Those who hold that, if he touched him with his hand, it's also Bahanah. Well, Tin Letaz, it's Sura Biyad, also Bahanah. Layamru Bemishta Yimker, Ella Behitis Kana Dafka. And they'll say that Hitis Mekana is Dafka, Hitis the flies, and the Gemara is Dafka with a stick. Lefiza. My the kaimalon the bemada de biyad shari afishtiya b'makam hefsid k'mashis boyer vadins v'miyatushim biyad. We paskid bemada de biyad is mutter afishtiya b'makam hefsid l'didan. So who adin if a guy shooed the flies off and got the flies off of the wine? So l'didan it's shari afishtiya again b'makam hefsid. So we makel b'zman hazeh. He says that again, him test any asabadal the didan shari af b'shtiya b'makim hefsid. The shach repeats it all the time. The didan again, it's muta af b'shtiya b'makim hefsid. What's he going on? He's going on. The guy was modad hayayin biyada. He stuck his hand in, but he was tar b'malachdai. So the didan, it's muta. Okay, so this is so far so good. Now there is even Bakam Hefsid, you mean? Yeah. Something that the din of the Shulchan Aruch is it's asa bahana, we asa b'shtia. Something that even in the din of the Shulchan Aruch is only asa b'shtia. So we're make the didan by our goyim b'makam Hefsid. No, shichshach is going to be awesome. Anytime he was b'shach shich on an open battle, it's going to be awesome. But almost anything else is going to, when there was no possibility of shichshuch, there's no possibility of shichshuch. There are cases of chayshish for shichshuch, the case of yisur shichshuch. But there's no possibility of shichshuch. Typically, it's going to be mutter l'didan b'makim hefsid. If a guy actually touches the wine, so that we're not going to be mekel.
It's like a
and the guy goes like this to the wine to get the bug off. But he's tarba b'lachtai. That's why, you're right, it's shishuk. But since he's tarba b'lachtai, even though he shook the wine, it's going to be mutter. Now, I didn't finish the Rama. I guess we'll finish Yemitz Hashem next week. We'll finish Yemitz Hashem, the Rama. Gmach Siva Tova to everybody. And yes, Mechila, I don't know if I offended anyone, but if I did, it wasn't deliberate. And yes, Mechila.